This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
And you see what's happening now? People setting their ratings for how they consider the hierarchy of the show. And on almost every ranking sent in, I'm fourth.
Well, you mean a caller sometimes. I can understand that.
Like, grow up.
You grow up!
No!
If you're stupid and you make ridiculous points, I'm going to call you out. It's the delivery, too. Like, you can be honest, but it's the tone in which you deliver the honesty. You're real blunt. You know what? I'll do it again.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today. Get on crossing the line.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. Now that the reads have arrived, we can filter those throughout the show and not have to hammer you with read after read after read just in one quick little burst. Pleased about that. By the way, just to hammer home a point, you're wrong more than I am. You see his rankings, his ratings?
Whose?
You're more wrong than I am.
No, I'm not looking at it. What are they?
I'm not joking. That's the guy's Twitter handle. One is you.
Nice.
Two, RJ.
Yep.
Three, Santi. Four, Debbie Duhame. Five, me.
I'm surprised Debbie's not higher on that list.
See ya! I'm the Carlos Correa of the show.
See, yeah, you're really good. I mean, you're elite. It's just people don't like you very much.
But why? Yep.
I think you're too honest.
So that's the crux of this issue. I'm too honest, and because of the honesty, I'm disliked.
That's dumb. It's uneducated, it's ignorant, and it's dumb.
Too honest, too blunt, mean sometimes. You're a little blunty.
I don't care about your children.
Rub my glutes. I'm LeGarrette Blount.
That's what you are. So a little selfish, self-absorbed.
I don't think selfish at all. I'm a great team player.
See, I don't know about that.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you're a foxhole guy. I'm not sure yet.
Probably not. Probably
not.
Like,
we
start taking incoming, and I'm probably going to get out of there quickly.
Yeah, I can't imagine you sticking around.
No.
No.
But I don't think I'd be good in war. No.
No. No, absolutely not.
I'm
no.
the talent. Yeah, I would want someone else to do the fighting for me.
Yeah, you'd be the general on the horse that sends everybody out, and then he stays back on the horse.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Dave's the kind of guy, he doesn't just leave. You turn around, he's just gone.
Yes,
but I would wish you well.
In like a note or something.
No, like internally. Like I'd be gone in a hotel room, feet up, watching on demand. I'd be like, boy, I hope those guys are doing okay.
Everybody!
Yeah. Everybody. I'd root for all you guys.
Yeah, you'd come running out of the bank looking for the getaway car, and Dave would be, he'd be gone already. He'd be at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the Giants.
We wouldn't rob a bank on a Sunday. It makes no sense. Now, answer me this. All right. I mean, at least give me a hypothetical.
Were there men there?
Answer me this. You're driving the getaway car. You're waiting. You hear the alarm goes off, and you hear the sirens. You wait for the guys inside to come out with the loot. Or you get out of there. There
like that kind
zero
of party.
Chance I would burgle a house.
I wait.
No, you would not.
Oh, yeah. I'm
can't
waiting.
Wait. So, can't wait.
You can't wait.
I'm waiting or I'm causing a diversion. One of the two.
What, are you start dancing on the sidewalk? What kind of a diversion?
Maybe I see the police cars coming and I just drive head on into the police cars.
That's Lawrence Taylor. That's Lawrence Taylor.
There is no way. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm gone.
No, we know that.
I hear the police sirens. The second I see them, like I see the flashing lights, I'm gone.
Well, see, I don't think there'd be any expectation from us that you would stay.
So what do you think my role would be if we became like a posse, right? And we decided we're going to start what? Like the four of us.
Okay.
Right? And we became like some kind of a sports talk radio thieving show. All right, we're gonna into
like
banks,
so this would be like the Sports Talk Radio Point Break is what it would be.
Yes, we're the Jesse James gang, right? Of Sports Talk Radio. Yes. What role do you think I would have?
I the money that maybe you would fund it.
No, I don't want. Here's what I think I could do well. I could get like the outlay of the bank. Diana, I have been lurking, and I can pinpoint, if you go in here, there's a guard here, you take him down here, and then you have full access.
No, what I think you're more like, you're securing what we need.
I'd be like the Kyle Shanahan of scripting how this is going to go down.
No, we're the posse's in the meeting, and we're coming up with what we need.
LaVishka, sit with me, Booby.
Like, what I'm going to need to hack into the computers, what we're going to need as far as explode, like all the different things, then you contact the vendors.
Yes.
And then you get us the stuff.
We need someone that can hack into a banking system. Are you capable of that?
I'm great with vendors.
Yes. Yeah, we need masks. We need masks that you can't see through, and if someone tries to rip them off, they won't come off. I can be that guy.
No, you're that guy.
This would be horrible bosses, though. You'd walk into a place, I'm sorry, have any of you ever robbed a bank before? Or tried to kill anyone?
No,
Show of hands.
I'd be like Donald Sutherland in The Italian Job. I would be phenomenal. I'd bring the scuba gear. I'd have everything going on.
I had no control over my bowels.
And we would come out with all the money. All the money.
Where is that? Where is that drop from?
I had no control over my bowels.
That? You never heard that?
Where's Dave? I think he just pooped.
He's in the bathroom. But we have the countdown clock. He has 9 seconds. He had to go. He had to go. Let's go to
RJ. Dave's the guy that shows up for the. Remember the Snickers commercial where the guy shows up with the. With the stocking, but it's late. It's you can see.
It's in the car. I love that ad. Well, you know what? I shouldn't be good at robbing things. You wouldn't
Brian?
Want.
Brian, is that you?
You wouldn't want that. I mean, God forbid I had experience in robbing a bank. You wouldn't want that. Wouldn't be a strength of mine. Louis in Brooklyn. Good morning, Louis. You're on 98.7 ESPN. Oh, this is not good. Louis.
He's there. I can hear him.
He's
there.
Crying.
Oh, we just hung up on Louis.
Of course he does. Santiago hung up on anybody.
Rangers had a big win last night. What are you doing? Kako scores again. Not the first time you've seen a Kako rise to the occasion.
Oh, Jesus. I mean.
Remember when I said that to Quinny? You don't want a stiff Kako.
Is there someone else on the line? Yeah, John in Valley Stream is there. I hope. John, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN. God.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys tell me every morning I love your show. I got a quick question. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but I'm also like Rick. I love baseball in general. So I have a question about Syndergaard. I put him in an OBJ category. He's had some fleeting moments of greatness. But why do you really want him? I mean, what's he, a 47-game winner, 45-game winner? And he hasn't really pitched a game in, a couple of years?
Well, not like he he hasn't, right? He's pitched what?
No, it's been two innings.
Right. Two innings in 2 years. So it's not like he hasn't really. He hasn't pitched. But wins don't matter. I mean, wins aside, when this guy is right and pitching well, he has dominant stuff. And I think that's what teams are attracted to.
Well, but how much time? Listen, how much time you've invested in this guy? And this is not a long-term deal. Like, yeah, if we're talking, I mean, the Angels signed him to a long-term deal. Good. All right. Congratulations. You got your long-term deal. So 1 year commitment. It ends up being $2.6 million than the qualifying offer. You paid him almost 10 last year to rehab.
You figure you invested the money into the rehab part of his deal that you would want to keep him to kind of get the fruits of your labor, right?
Yeah, because you've already seen it happen with one of it, and you let him go to an NL East rival that I despise as a Mets fan. And I get it was the Wilpons, we didn't have the money, and you let Zach Wheeler walk. And Zach Wheeler might now just turn around and win the Cy Young. Could you imagine how that rotation would be? DeGrom, Wheeler? Oh.
But you know what? Doesn't matter, because you're not going to see that. So
But look at the teams, Dave.
Start to look at free agency and say who's available that we can sign.
But that's the other thing, though. Look at free agency. I mean, you tell me. Scherzer said he didn't want to play in New York.
You're not going to get Scherzer. That's not going to happen.
You're going to give Robbie Ray a long-term deal? So 1 year, that was the beauty of this. It was a 1-year commitment.
Let me run through. How about this? Let me run through
He's pitching for his life.
I got the reads, so let me tell you about the reads. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and also DiPietro and Rothenberg, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. Because I'm prepared, and this is what I do. This is why I'd be good in a robbery situation. I have a list of the top 20 free agents pitching wise. You ready?
I'm ready.
Robbie Ray.
It's going to be huge money.
Huge money. Scherzer's not going to come here. Stroman, you have to keep. Kevin Gausman is number 4 on this list.
Okay.
I think you stopped me when somebody interests you. Carlos Rodon.
A little bit.
I like him.
A little bit.
Syndergaard was 6. Kershaw is not going to happen. Justin Verlander.
I'd mind
intrigued
Verlander.
By that for a one-year deal with Verlander.
To bring him into that clubhouse?
No.
No, I'd be interested in that.
Oh, okay. Eduardo Rodriguez already off the table. Got big money in Detroit. John Gray?
That's an upside play, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because if he was pretty good in Colorado, you got to figure he'll be better here. Steven Matz, you're not going to go back there. Anthony DeSclafani? Pitched well last year.
Yeah, but you see the amount of money being spent on starting pitching right now. And what aggravates me is you look at the teams that were involved that were interested in Noah Syndergaard. Like the Angels, the $21 million, I mean, they're thirsty for pitching, right? So they're all in. I mean, last year's draft, everyone they drafted was a pitcher. Like, they need to find pitching, so I get it. But do we all think Chaim Bloom is a good GM?
Great.
Okay, so Red Sox were interested. The Yankees were sniffing around. The Blue Jays were sniffing around.
The good teams were interested. And I don't know what more you need than that. The good teams were interested.
So, I mean, you've invested this time. You've invested the money. The fan base loves him. Apparently, he wants to be in New York. And then to have this thing devolve to where Syndergaard's agent doesn't even come back to the Mets and say, hey, listen, we just got 21 from the Angels. You want to match it? Like, there's some kind of disconnect. Something had to have happened.
Yeah, but and recently. Had to have happened recently.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been very underwhelmed by Santiago's music today, to be honest with you.
Hasn't been his best. Has not been his best.
And there's the difference. You'd say that I'm blunt. I just come out and say he's done a bad job. And you say hasn't done his best, which says that you're also disappointed, but it's not as firm and forceful as what I said.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The tone, yeah. Though. I don't think it's been awful. I don't think it's been his best. It's been okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been great. But me, as...
You play the game better than I do.
No, as a guy that understands, like, I put things into context, right? Like, I'm fully invested in Ray, so I know what Ray's going through. Ray had the Rangers last night.
Yeah, so?
I mean, the guy's his first meal of the day, it's 6:22. He's eating handfuls of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Right in my ear, by the way. Right?
Because last thing he's
had is on it so that I'm like, what are you doing over there?
Is it
garden hot
dog?
You can't bring all that stuff into the show. You know, I got the flu shot yesterday.
No, when?
Well, you don't hear me complaining about it. I got the flu shot and my shoulder's sore and I'm not feeling great. No, I show up to work and I do my job.
What did you do after the show yesterday?
I watched Squid Game. Very good show, by the way.
Okay. And took a nap.
Not a very brief nap.
And you did all these things, show included, from the comfort of your own home.
Yes.
Okay. Just being sure.
At least the music I have would be good. You know what? How about this? I'm laying down the challenge. Can you make the music good from now to the end of the show?
Yeah, Dave, it'll be nothing but Van Halen the rest of the way, okay?
No. Don't treat me like a baby. See, this is what we devolve to. I'm a baby. You're a baby. Yes, I'll take it as a personal challenge. The music will be better the rest of the
maybe
way.
I'll find I work some with little the, babies. The Sammy Hagar solo stuff. Maybe I'll find
you know
some
what?
Of that
see,
for you.
And this is what he does. You see what he does?
It's just not for Ray.
You see what he does,
I think he won the argument. I think he won the argument.
But I don't want to win.
He made so many good points.
I just wanted to change so that it's better for the show from here on in.
But again,
maybe it's just not cultured.
Something we could have addressed during the break.
Yeah.
You didn't have to air him out.
No, it's fair.
Santiago, how much did you sleep last night?
That should tell you how much I slept.
He didn't sleep. This guy's doing post-game interview. I mean, he's all over the place at the Garden.
Please. I mean, really. I mean, what? You know what? He doesn't have to take that job. He takes it to make heaping loads of money.
If he was making heaping loads of money, I don't think we'd hear him complaining.
I don't know.
He's not making heaping loads of money.
Get out of my wallet.
Stay out of his wallet.
You know what? Guy's buying beautiful new sweatshirts. I mean, the sky's the limit for him. All right.
You carry a wallet? Are you a wallet guy, Santi?
Yeah.
Dave, you a wallet guy?
I do carry a wallet, yes.
RJ, wallet or no?
Always.
Always a wallet.
Are you not a wallet guy the way you make this sound?
No, I carry a wallet, but I know a lot of people that go like, I got a couple buddies that go rubber band.
No.
Yeah, they go rubber band.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not saying they don't, but that's not, no, it's not
That's
for
unseemly.
Yeah.
That's a thing, though. Money
those are animals.
Money clip.
Money clip.
Yep.
You carry cash? How much cash do you carry? I should actually, I don't even want, don't answer that question.
Those are not questions you answer publicly.
No, you'll get mugged. Yeah, good.
Be walking down the street of my town. Hey, come on over here,
Dave.
Pal. Yeah.
Heard you got a pocket full of hundos.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
But I do not carry that kind of money. All right. So can we get into the Nets for the love of God?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what disgusted me last night? Now, Steph Curry is just, he is unbelievable. MVP chance from Brooklyn fans for the opposition? Are you kidding me?
You know what it is.
Come on.
I mean, this is why we laugh about what's going on in Brooklyn. Yeah, it sucked we didn't get Kevin Durant. My first thought watching that game is, if you're Kevin Durant, why the hell did you ever leave Golden State? What are you doing?
Because he wanted to branch out on his own.
Stop.
That's what he wanted.
It's ridiculous. Watching that team play, I mean, it's like a fine, that's a finely tuned machine.
And this is with no Klay Thompson right now.
Which is scary. Or Wiseman. There's no James Wiseman and no Klay.
Yeah, and when those guys come back, I mean, I think it's fair to say that is the best team in the NBA right now.
I think one of us had them in the Western Conference Finals, I believe.
Yeah. Well, let's run through the rankings 14 games into the season.
One of us also had Randy Arozarena as the National League MVP.
Oh, here we go.
National League, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
hello.
He plays in the American League. You had him in the National League, huh?
Yeah, I did for both. He's that good.
he'll win both awards.
By the way, did you see this Steph Curry stat last night?
I don't know.
Okay, so Steph Curry... I mean, you mentioned how good he was last night. So Steph Curry now has 37 games with at least 9 made threes. 37 of them. Would you care to guess how many the second on the list has?
All right, so give me the question again because I wasn't paying the closest of attention.
Of course you weren't. Steph Curry has 37 games.
Okay.
In which he's made at least 9 threes.
All right, that's obviously career. Okay.
Who is second? In how many games do they have?
Second? I'll say the answer is... Now, guys, do you know the answer to this or no?
Me, I do not.
Ray, do you?
I do not.
Let's play. Give me the music. The Price is Right is on. Welcome in. All right. So Steph has 37 games of 9 or more three-pointers.
Made threes, yep.
Who is second? I'll get. Does the name really matter for the prices right
now? No. I'll give you the names afterwards. Give me number. I'll give you the names.
It's obviously a tremendous number difference. I'm going to say 8. 8 will be next up with 9 threes made in a game. And I do have a guess. I'll make at the end of the segment.
All right, Dave has 8. RJ Santillo, what do you guess?
I'm gonna be aggressive here. I'm going to go 1.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Santi.
Uh-oh.
What am I supposed to do with that?
No sleep. No sleep. What are we doing?
I'll go with 5.
Oh, no. You're so dumb. Why would you do that? Yeah, I mean, really.
You know, you bait me into these.
He doesn't get it.
Five.
He still doesn't get it.
Ray, my God, I need to hug you. What is wrong with you?
No. See, if you went to hug me, I would punch you.
He still doesn't get it.
He has no idea. You were supposed to go with 9, Ray, or 2. Those are your 2 options, not 5. What'd you get on the SATs?
That was back in the 2 test day, so I think I got a...
1,200. I got 1,200.
That's shocking. All right. What's the answer?
You know what? No. That's insulting, and I will actually fight you now.
1,200's nice. That's good. What do you mean?
Yeah,
that's
very good.
No, your sarcasm. I didn't appreciate it. Didn't care for it.
It was nasty.
I will actually appreciate it. Don't physically see
but
me.
But
It's a good thing we're not having a dinner party, Dave.
But I wasn't sarcastic.
You absolutely were sarcastic.
No, you absolutely were.
I'll get the octagon set up for the dinner party.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Forget about the hog. I'll throw the hog at you.
Wow. Wow. All right. What's the answer?
All right. The answer is David Rothenberg wins. The closest is 9.
Yes.
Yep.
Your guess is 5.
And would you care to guess who? There's actually 2 tied at 9.
I would guess these 2. Klay Thompson and James Harden would be my guess.
You got one right. It's James Harden and the
Let's
player
see
that
the guys know it.
Okay, give me one. So James Harden is right. You guys know the other name?
I would guess Ray Allen.
Nope.
Oh.
Wait, current.
Oh, it's current. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't have to be current.
My God.
No, he said it doesn't have to be current.
No, it doesn't have to be current.
Yeah.
I thought it was current.
Oh, who are you yelling
just
at?
In general.
What a bad guy.
He's a terrible guy. Santiago is now so angry. So angry. I can't believe
Ray,
he went 5.
Ray, do you have another guess? It's not Ray Allen.
No, I'm good.
See, now you shut him down. The guy was going to play Van Halen for you. Now you shut him down. You've completely shut him down.
Well, you know what? That's on him.
All right, so the answer is Damian Lillard.
Oh,
with
Damian
9.
Lillard.
What gets even better is this. So Steph has 37. If you take the next 5 players on the list and combine those games, they only
doesn't
have 30,
equal 37?
34.
That really is remarkable. It's amazing that the guy is such a lights out shooter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm like a Vince Lombardi. I give him a little talking to, and he'll run through a wall for me.
I still have a long-distance dedication from my fist to your face, Dave. It's still there. If you want to bring up Casey Kasem.
Would you not say that he has a tremendous anger issue right now?
Santi, send him videos of what Reeves did last night. Just let him know this is...
Oh, he doesn't need videos.
This is coming.
He saw.
I watched it. I got to tell you, I would want no part of Ryan
None.
Reeves. None.
Zero.
Scary.
The amount of anger in each one of those punches. Oh. Vicious.
Vicious is right. How about the Rangers, my friend?
The Rangers are good, man. I don't know why. I told you this. They should be a playoff team. I told you this.
They're trending towards being a playoff team. The young guys
think about what
to
you
play
have.
Better.
I mean, yeah, Kapo all of a sudden is starting to figure it out. Helps when you're on, when you're on Panarin's line, that always helps. So you got one of the best goalies in the league. Shesterkin's been phenomenal.
He's a top 3 goalie, I think.
Top
right?
goalie. Yeah, he's phenomenal. So you got Shesterkin. You got the defending Norris Trophy winner.
Who is just a wonderful player.
You got a guy who's, Panarin's one of the best players in the league. His vision, the pass that he made yesterday to Kako in front of the net was filthy. Zibanejad.
And you have Kreider playing at a crazy high level.
Kreider's playing at a crazy high level. I don't like the fact that you lost Sammy Blais. I liked him a lot. Especially for his guy. I like him a lot.
Well, he was that gritty glue guy, yes.
Gritty, but he's skilled. That's a big loss. But, Goudreau, that kid plays with grit. He's tough. He's versatile. It's a good team, man. It really is. And Trouba fighting last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell Gallagher's doing, though. How dumb are you?
Yeah, that really makes no sense. Why would he do that? First of all, what was the issue there? Second of all, that's the hill he's going to die on? With like 20 seconds left in the game?
No, he's not thinking. You want to get to obviously get the goalie pulled, get to 6-on-5. And Goudreau knows in that moment, I'm gonna see if I can get this guy to do something stupid. And he got him to do something stupid. And you saw how he reacted to you. You see him laying on the ice, kind of looking through his hand at the ref.
Yeah.
Just making sure he called it.
Smart.
It's really smart.
Rangers really rolling smart. Along. They're in action tomorrow up in Toronto. And then they were supposed to play Saturday against Ottawa, and I guess they've been hit with so much COVID that they had to cancel games for a while.
Yeah, 3 of them, yeah.
Yeah, the Rangers game on Saturday is now not going to happen. How about what's going on with your Islanders?
Yeah, we're struggling.
Yeah, you are.
We are struggling. It's a long road trip, man. You're talking about start in your season.
Was it 13,
on the road,
14?
13 games on the road.
That's a lot.
No, it's a lot. And then, I mean, you finish off the trip with Tampa and then Florida. And you saw what that first period looked like.
No, they got run out of the building.
No, it was brutal.
It felt like they didn't want to be there. You know, get us home.
Yeah, listen, it hasn't been like one, you know what I mean? Like they've been back, they've been home, they've been practicing in their own facility and everything else. But still, it's when you look at what this team has done in the past, last year, I mean, home and away, they clearly had a distinct home ice advantage. They were really, really good at home.
Well, now they're going to get a lot of home games because you haven't played one yet.
But is it home, though? That's the big question.
Right. I don't know. I haven't been there. I heard people rave about how it feels and how it looks. But as far as does it give you a tremendous home ice advantage? I don't know. We'll find out.
But you got to imagine. I mean, the crowd is going to be absolutely
you
nuts.
Would think
nuts. Oh, it will be.
You would think. I heard the building is unbelievable.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of people. Said it's gorgeous.
What do they have a game Saturday night? Is that their first game?
Calgary.
Are you going to go?
No.
So emphatic with that. Have they reached out and invited you like Islanders legends to be there and help break in the new arena?
Oh, I get some alumni emails. Yeah, no, I'm not going. I can't. I just can't do it.
Why?
I got a lot going on the weekends, man. I got hockey early Sunday morning. I got a first high school game on Monday. I got a game plan, breakdown film.
So you have your first high school game on Monday, and you have to break down film for the opposition.
No, I'm not breaking. No, for us.
Oh, you're breaking down your own film.
Yeah, like power play stuff, things we want to do. Yeah.
Gotcha. How are we looking this year? Team going to be good?
Young. Very young.
Very young.
Very young.
Intentionally
team.
Young, or this just the lay of the land? That's just what you have to do.
That's just what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost a lot of good players, but no, we got great kids. It's funny because every year I ask them all to send me an email of... Especially the new guys, like, this is who I am. They, you know, mom, dad, brothers, sisters.
You want
strengths.
To get to know them.
Yeah, I want to know everything about them. Strengths, weaknesses, you know, what kind of player you are, what do you want to be? You know, I'm a left wing or a right wing, I'm on a power play. And I got some amazing, like, really well thought out.
Really?
Like, multiple paragraphed emails.
That's nice.
So I was very happy with
that. Kids that are committed, that are buying in, that are really in love with the game of hockey.
Yeah, and we had a real good practice yesterday. Real good practice.
Good. So big game on Monday.
Big game on Monday, yep.
And we'll get the recap and the review on Tuesday morning?
If it goes well, yeah.
So if it doesn't go well, we don't discuss.
No, we'll just pretend like it didn't happen.
Now, if Miami scores more than 40 points, will you coach the game or do you give up on that as well?
No, I have to. It's a commitment. I have to coach the game.
All right, so you'll coach the game regardless. If the opposition scores 10 or more goals, will you not do our show on Tuesday?
See you Wednesday.
Miami 45-10, not in Monday. The opposition 10-2, not in on Tuesday. I'll see you Wednesday.
Nah, that could be real problems though, because I mean, I actually stressed yesterday with doing some D zone coverage. I said, this is if we're a young team, if we're gonna win, we gotta be our calling card's gonna have to be how good we are defensively. And yes, coach. We did a lot of defensive zone coverage. So if that happens, I have not done a good job if that happens on
okay.
Monday.
All guests on our show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Let's spend a couple more minutes on the Nets and the Warriors, and then we'll get into Stump Rothenberg. I know you have a question I won't even ask you. I can't believe that Steph Curry's this good. I can't. Because you looked at that team for a long time, you thought Durant, or even prior to that, it was Klay Thompson, and it's Curry, and he's one of three or one of two, and now it's just like they don't have the same talent. Now, granted, Wiggins is a nice player, and Draymond Green is playing on that team, but you don't look at that team in the same way, yet he continues to play at this insanely high level.
No, he's great, but I wouldn't undersell what Golden State has right now.
So you look at them just on paper and say that's an immensely talented team?
No, I think they have really good pieces that fit well.
Yeah,
and they're well
I think
coached.
They're put together well.
No, and I mean, it's been a couple years of them being bad, but when you look, I mean, we spent all this time talking about, you know, the Knicks bench and their depth. Look at this Golden State team. I mean, Jordan Poole's turned himself into a really good player. I mean, you see how Wiggins can play defense. Steph is awesome. I mean, Draymond still plays defense at a really high level. I mean, Gary Payton Jr., man, he's not scared of anything.
No, and he's a good defensive player.
I like
a really good defensive player.
I like the Kuminga kid. He's super athletic, but just
New Jersey kid.
But just watching how they play, though, man, like it's almost like when you watch them play, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and then you watch the Knicks, because we're both Knicks fans. It's like you're watching a different game. Like the amount of ball movement and everyone's, you know, hard cuts and everyone's, and then you watch the Knicks play, and it's like, all right, Julius, here's the ball. Now dribble around, and then just everyone spread out, and hopefully you can make a pass to somebody
it's
for
like
a three.
It's like watching a different sport. You're right, but here's the thing. It's not like 20 teams do what the Warriors do, and the Knicks are one of a few that don't do it. Almost no one is able to do what that team is able to do.
No, on both sides of the ball, too. I mean, how hard they defend. And Steph's diving. I mean, Steph was defending hard. Like, that team, Golden State showed up yesterday with something.
Something to prove.
Something to prove.
Yep, they really did. Let's take a listen to Steve Nash. Says, at the moment, we're not in the same class as the Warriors happen to be.
I don't think we're in that category yet. We got a lot of work to do. We're trying to, you know, improve as a group, get better, and you know, hopefully we can find a way to overcome some of our deficiencies by the end of the year. I think the guys have been great as far as buying into what we want to do defensively. No one would have picked us as a top 10 defense to start the year. We're defending. We're finding a way. I think offensively, we have all these different lineups, different backgrounds, styles of play, 10 new players on our team. It takes time. You know, we started the year with a continuity plan from last year that got thrown out the window, obviously, when Kai didn't come back. So we're trying to build and figure it out. When you play a really good defense, it really tests you. And I think tonight it was a great lesson for us that we got to double down on some of our principles when the going gets tough.
I hate that this is going to be kind of my take continuously all season long, but it's going to be. And that is, yeah, it's a loss. You're frustrated by it. Ultimately, I don't think it's that big a deal. I think there is one thing that this team has to accomplish and a game. And again, you're not pleased about it, but a game in mid-November is not what they're looking to do.
No, but there's things that they need to correct. Like, their transition defense stinks. I don't know why they waited. I don't know if it's they got out-coached. I think that's still a question mark for me, is Steve Nash.
I think a big question mark.
Okay, but, I mean, did you see when LaMarcus Aldridge finally got into that game? He didn't play the first half. It was 6:30 left in the third quarter before he got into the game.
What sense does that even make?
Well, they went small, so we stayed small, and then we asked him to go in, but he told us he wasn't warmed up enough, so he would just save it for the second half. Well, guess what? You saved it to the point where he comes in, there's 6 minutes and 30 seconds left, and you're down 78-65.
Yeah, it was too late at that point. Now, what does concern me is that you got hammered on the glass last night.
Yeah, well, obviously that concerns you. Oh, yeah, you're right, 100%.
You know? But, I mean, listen, losing the game, whatever. But the way you lost it and the fact that you can't compete with that team on the glass, that has to be something that you know, draws your attention a little bit.
Well, yeah, but you get no – I mean, Nick Claxton's still out. I mean, how many times is Kevin Durant going to go a whole quarter where he doesn't make a shot? He had 3 points in the third quarter. And they got dominated. And that's what Golden State does. Have you seen what Golden State's point differential in the third quarter is? It's insane.
That's their quarter. Imagine they played the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
Scoring by 64 in the quarter.
They'd score 100 points in the third quarter.
They shut the Knicks out in the third quarter, especially if Golden State was down by like 10 or 12. Forget it.
Golden State's a fun team to watch, man. They're all committed to the system. Like, even the way they put, like, the structure of their defense, they're going box plus one. Triangle plus two. Like, it's just, and you can see it. It's like watching the Islanders play defense. Like, like all these teams talk about structure, and then you watch one of the teams that are actually good at it play, and you're like, oh, that's what they mean.
Yep.
You can actually see it.
What are you doing? Why are you dropping yups in there?
He's accentuating. You are the push-up. You are the push-up bra to my beautiful tatas.
You're a funny man. You really are. You're a funny, funny man. All right.
Do me a favor, by the way, too. Yes. Ask Renan for me, because I saw him tweet something out, and I'm not into the whole tweeting thing. It sounds like he's going down to Tampa, and he said he wants to play golf. If he's serious about that, I could probably hook him up with my father-in-law to play golf if he wants.
Awkward laughter would ensue. All right, I'll text him. What do you think the time is you can start texting someone on a weekday?
I've already been texting people.
It's in the 6 o'clock hour?
That is I'm telling you right now, the hardest adjustment for me in the show is being done at 8 and wanting to start, like, getting things done and then realizing that, no, that
people aren't even ready to start their day yet.
No.
Like, no.
The places aren't open.
No. Nope.
I want to make phone calls.
That's right. Doctors, you can't even call those offices until after 9 o'clock. Nope. It takes a while for the world to get rolling, even when we're done with our work day. All right, everyone loves it. Rick loves it. Everyone, to a man and a woman, loves Stump Rothenberg.
He's confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh. All right, Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by Jackpocket. Let's get rolling here on the Wednesday, and let's bring in a fixture of Stump Rothenberg, the great Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, 39 and Rothenberg. How are you today?
We're great. I don't like that intro, but we're fine.
Oh, killing me.
This guy can't win.
I got a dual threat question for you.
Okay.
There is one guy who has been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and the Hockey Hall of Fame. Ooh. Can you name him?
One guy's been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
It's a really good question, Andy. Congratulations.
Congratulations on... God. So let's think here. Legend in the old. Was there a big time college player? I'm thinking like Hobie Baker, but I don't know that that's right.
Kulani Sutaki.
No, because he.
I don't think
Kyle Higashioka.
Kyle Higashioka.
Didn't Hobie Baker play college football? Or you don't know?
I think he did, yeah.
Sadly,
if I were to guess, I would say that.
It's the only person I could even think of. He must be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, right?
You want me to give you... I mean, yes.
Yeah, then I'll go Hobie Baker. Final answer.
David Princeton University's own Hobie Baker.
All right, what do you mean? Do I want you to give me the answer?
Teamwork makes the dream work. I was trying to lead you into it. I didn't want to
Bigfoot you knew
it.
Off the top of your head, you knew that answer?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's
wow.
That was the goal. One of the goals in call like that I had written down is.
To be in the College Football Hall of Fame?
No, it's to win the Hobie Baker. It's to stay in college and win the Hobie Baker.
Well, if you know the answer, why do you tell it? Why do you say it?
It's the Hockey Heisman. It's the Hockey Heisman.
I understand. But if you know the answer, you're not supposed to sit there on your hands. Give me the answer. All right. Let's continue along. Let's go to Armani in Queens. Armani, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
I had a quick question. So the presidential ceremonial pitches have been a tradition since opening day of the 1910 season. I wanted to find out, Dave, if you know who was the first president to not throw out a ceremonial first pitch, to not throw out.
I don't understand the question.
So
Who was the first president not to throw out a ceremonial first pitch?
What is that? What does that mean? What do you mean, the first president to not throw out the first pitch?
There have been two presidents to not throw out a ceremonial first pitch.
Once it started, which was William Howard Taft, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your question is, once it started, what presidents have not thrown out the first pitch?
Yes, who was the first president to not throw out the first pitch?
I think Trump didn't, but he's... He's not the answer.
Did Jimmy Carter throw out a first pitch?
No, it's Jimmy Carter is the answer from 76 to 80. So it's Carter and Trump are the two, but Carter's the answer you're looking for.
That is the answer, Dave.
My man. There you go.
Jimmy, what's up, baby? Good?
There you go. That's 2-0. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa, who adores this segment. Good morning, Fran.
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning to you. How's it going?
We're doing great. What do you got?
I know you hate that. I'm sorry, but
that's
okay. I love you guys. You know that.
I know you do.
All right. Okay. The only second base shortstop tandem to win a World Series together twice, and they're both in the Hall of Fame. You understand that? I'm going to read it again.
I think it is it. I don't. I think Tinkers and Evers is the answer.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah. You, even on a Wednesday, I can't get you. You're unbelievable. Oh, you are.
How do you feel about that, Rick? How do you feel about that?
You're unbelievable.
Thank you, friend. Rick, how do you feel about that?
Oh, it's amazing. But I'm not shocked.
That was gorgeous.
It was fantastic.
That
it was
gorgeous is what that was. You got a question?
And then the tongue bath that Fran just gave you.
Well, listen. You know what? It's an honor of the cat that you're going to be getting.
Yeah, you almost won a jackpocket. Yeah, I got one. It sounds like sexual pants, jackpocket.
What are sexual pants?
Kind of like sex pants. Like, look at these pants come with a jack pocket.
All right. You know what? I didn't realize we were going to devolve here. Please.
All right. Here we go.
Stay on point.
This is a good question.
All right.
Can you tell me the two managers in Major League Baseball history that have won Manager of the Year in consecutive seasons? Been two of them. Manager of the Year in consecutive seasons.
You think Sparky Anderson, maybe? Cash?
Correct.
Because he just won it. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me there.
No, I'm not trying to trick you. You like to do questions that have... that are topical.
It is topical. How about Bobby Cox?
Oh, look at you. I can't stump this guy.
Yes! Bobby Cox, I am so smart!
One of the most successful Cox in history, Bobby.
There you go. Brought to you by Jack Pocket, right? do we take one more?
I am smart.
Listen.
S-M-R-T.
Last time I told you to take one, we got maybe the worst question we've ever taken.
All right, let me turn to RJ. RJ, do you believe any of these three are worthy of being the final question on Stump Rothenberg, or should we call it with an undefeated record?
If you're going to do it.
Yes.
I would go with
Wear
Jim.
Protection?
Well, yes.
Jim?
I would go with Jim.
Okay, let's do that. Jim in Ringwood is on Stump Rothenberg.
Yes, you there?
We are here, Jim.
What? Okay. What are the only two schools to produce three different Super Bowl winning quarterbacks? So, like, Bradshaw won four, but Louisiana Tech only has one quarterback.
Right.
So what schools have produced three different quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl?
Is Michigan that answer?
Now they've won the Super Bowl as the starting quarterback or on teams that won Super Bowl.
Correct. Starting quarterback.
Well, that's a good question.
It is a good question. How about I'm just thinking here. How about like a Stanford? Because you know they have Elway. You know they have Plunkett.
What about Cal?
Who?
I don't want to help.
I think Stanford is one. And then Michigan has Brady, but I don't think there's Purdue, Notre Dame. Those are my thoughts. Stanford, I feel confidently in.
What about Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama's got to be there too. Because Namath, that you said they had to win it, right?
Correct.
You had Namath.
Namath, Stabler, and Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, yeah.
Yeah.
Alabama's correct.
All right. Alabama's correct.
And then, I mean, Purdue, you got Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze.
Greasy.
Dawson and Greasy.
There you go, Purdue.
So that's it. That's our answer.
Yeah. Yes.
There we go.
And then you got, but then there's, and then what about Cal too? Cal's got to be in that list.
No, there's Rodgers and who else?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, there's Rodgers and who else? It's a great point. And there you have it. So we're done. We win.
So it was two. All we're looking for was two?
I think so, right? We got it. We won. Congratulations to us. What a job today. What a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.